When you're gonna turn on the radio, you gotta listen to Devil Radio 92.7.
Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you, do you need another mule skinner? Down on your new
one. Welcome back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Virginia. They have a really bad Republican gubernatorial candidate down there against our Terry McAuliffe. Terry McAuliffe is a former governor of Virginia. They are term limited. It's so strange down there. They're limited to one term, 4 years. You can't run for re-election, but then you can run 4 years after that. So Terry McAuliffe had to sit out. We have an interim Democratic governor, a different guy. Now he's coming to the end. He has to sit out. Terry McAuliffe is running. Very good guy, very good governor. And a man named Youngkin, okay? Like, where is Thumpkin? Where is Thumpkin? Where is Youngkin? Where is Youngkin? Well, he's down the rat hole. As long as they're rats, there'll be a rat heaven, and he is in the rat hole with the Republican Party. And here's what he just did. He called for a pre-election inspection of voting machines in Virginia. All of Virginia wants all the voting machines inspected, implying that there's something wrong, implying that if he loses, then there's something wrong. And this is intended to kind of rev up his base. What? Deter people? What? This is part of a really an insidious movement in the Republican Party to delegitimize elections at all levels. Anytime they don't win an election, there's fraud, there's violence in some cases, there are demonstrations, there are investigations, there are court cases. The court cases are fine. You bring a court case. But after 60 of them, they're still doing this kind of stuff by simply saying, I want them inspected. And he puts up his hand. He says, I'm not saying there's anything there. I'm not saying, let's just inspect them. Hey, Thumpkin, let me tell you something, Thumpkin. But here's the deal. The deal is, by law, they were inspected, Thumpkin, okay? They were, Thumpkin does not know that they were inspected right after the November election. And they are tested going into any election. That is routine. So Thumpkin does not know that. Actually, I think he does. You want to know why? And another reason he'd be a terrible governor. He's a hedge fund guy. He's a hedge fund guy. Thumpkin doesn't know anything about running anything other than taking people's money, getting a couple of percent right off the top just for deigning to do it, no matter how badly he does, and then taking a slice after that. And what, he's going to tell us in Virginia, not us, I mean, our fellow Americans in Virginia, what is he, a guy like that's going to tell us in Wisconsin how to run the state? How to run the state? What he's doing is this, there are levels of fraud in the Republican Party, but it has now permeated every level. And here are the levels of fraud. Some of the people who were ginned up to do the insurrection on January 6th, that's very crude. These are foot soldiers. And a lot of those people, by the way, were most of them were ginned up by Trump and Giuliani and the rest of them. And they were lied to. And they accepted that lie. And they were dumb to do it. But, you know, they're not evil in that respect, especially the ones that just milled around and didn't beat up police officers. But they are the shock troops. Then there are the intermediate smooth types in the Senate and in the House of Representatives, and they just quietly vote against certifying the election and just shrug and say, well, all we were doing is wanted to take a look at it over time. That's all. That's all. Oh, really? That's all? You're going to throw out the election so you can think about it? But then there are the ones that are ultra smooth, and that is Thumpkin. Glenn Thumpkin down in Virginia. They don't make accusations that it was a fraudulent election. They don't dispute that Biden is in the White House. If they're asked, did he win the election, they'll just say he's in the White House and smirk. But now what they're doing are things like, well, let's just take a good look at those voting machines now. he doesn't care if they do it again or not. They've already done it, and it'll still show everything is fine. Then he will wince and smirk and say, well, okay, but who was it who inspected them? And then you go through a whole song and dance, the mating dance of the king crabs on the beach, to show it was Sally down in Roanoke and Betty over in Norfolk. And, you know, hey, this is an election, an American election, Thumpkin. This is not Asia. This is not Africa. This isn't a communist country. It's in a jihadist country. This isn't an organized crime country like Russia and Belarus. No, no. This is the United States, and you're trying to turn it like into Russia and Belarus. And he shrugs and he goes, I'm just saying, just raising the issue. As long as the Republican Party, even with a smirk, a wince, and the shrug of the shoulders, says anything other than we're a free and fair country, we conduct free and fair elections, we will abide by the winner. Unless they do what Liz Cheney has done, unless they do what Adam Kinzinger has done, Republicans, conservative, people of integrity, who say, yeah, we lost an election. Okay, try harder next time. Until the Republican Party starts to do that, this country will continue to be divided and our democracy will continue to be under threat, because every election will be contested, every single one. Okay, we're going a very disturbing development on immigration in Europe. I want to raise this. Angela Merkel let in 1 million refugees from jihadist cultures who proceeded to spread jihad around Europe, blow up airports, murder priests on the altar, burn down churches. Many of them didn't do that. But the fact of the matter is, when jihadist culture is introduced into any country, it's the end of that civilization if they are permitted to increase in numbers. Well, now Belarus has decided to do something that puts pressure in a different way. Now, Belarus, as you know, is in league with Putin's Russia. You know, the Rus in Belarus is Russia. They are talking about a merger of the two countries, reinstating the old Soviet Union, at least for the purposes of Russia and Belarus. Belarus has now invited many migrants from African Islamic countries to come to Belarus. When they come to Belarus, they then put them over on the Polish border, the border with EU, with Eastern Europe. Say, go into the Europe that way. Poland, obviously, you know, Hungary, the Czech Republic, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, do not want that. There's already been enough immigration. That immigration has been destructive. So they have turned those migrants back. They're in Belarus. They were invited out of Africa and the Middle East. In their home countries, they certainly faced poverty, but they didn't face religious persecution. And you can't empty all of Africa and the Middle East into Europe, and you shouldn't, or in the United States. Well, now what Belarus is doing is not supporting those migrants. So they're all camped out. It's very cold in that area. It's like Wisconsin. So in the summer and fall, it's okay, but in the winter, it's not. They need heat, they need food, and who's supposed to provide that? And Belarus won't provide it. Let's say they won't provide it. They say they won't provide it. The idea is, look at these people, these unfortunate people. We've invited them in. We're going to abuse them. And because of your liberal Western values, you can't tolerate the sight of that abuse. So we will stream them into your country, where you will have even more jihad. You know, enough's enough. Enough is enough. There are two things that should be done on this. One of them is, we can certainly provide financial assistance, although the Belarus government would steal it. So it's very, very hard to get food to people when the host government steals it. The second thing is, they should not be permitted into Europe, and Belarus should be shut down economically. You know, their major exports are potash, chemicals, and so on. You can get that elsewhere. There's nothing about that. We can cut them off from the international banking system. We can squeeze them. And frankly, the people in Belarus are good people. And there is an opposition to that government, that crooked government that Putin controls like a puppet, just as he controlled Trump like a puppet. It's important to keep Russian influence out of any country. but there have got to be severe sanctions, economic sanctions against Belarus, boycott of their exports, refusal of their exports, boycott exporting to them their imports. They have to be singled out as the international skunks that they are, along with their host, their puppet master, Putin. But that's what's going on in over there right now. Russia is also stirring trouble up in the Balkans. It is stirring up trouble. Serbia and Kosovo have differences of opinion, very deep differences of opinion historically. And Russia is essentially threatening military action. Ultimately, the sanctions have got to be against Russia. Ultimately, Putin has to be dragged out of there by his own people. And you have to have people like Alexei Navalny or other people who will run a rational government and not an organized crime government. That is an update on Belarus and Russia. You don't want to get into war, obviously, with Russia, but Russia is suffering economically. They have an economy the size of Italy's, even though they're a lot bigger. They're seen as international skunks. Their people are restive, and they should be. We should use everything we can, including social media, to stir unrest against Putin. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Oh.